Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal, but it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHOPE. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHOPE, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
This is a San Jose Sharks news flash.
Mackenzie Blackwood led the stretch for the San Jose Sharks at practice yesterday because it was his 28th birthday, and everybody was tapping their sticks in honor of that. But after everybody got off the ice, some more news from the San Jose Sharks. Mike Greer, the general manager of the team, was waiting, and after meeting with Blackwood and left winger Giovanni Smith, he announced a trade to the world. Blackwood, Smith, and San Jose's 2027 fifth-round pick are going to the Colorado Avalanche in exchange for Alexander Georgiev, Nikolai Kovalenko, Colorado's second-round pick in 2026, and a conditional fifth-round draft selection in 2025. There are a few conditions surrounding these trades, but the bottom line is that the San Jose Sharks' starting goaltender, who made 51 saves in the game against the Florida Panthers just 24 hours earlier, was on his way to Pittsburgh to meet the Avalanche in their next game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. On the other side of things, Kovalenko and Georgiev are en route to Raleigh, where they will join the San Jose Sharks for their game on Tuesday against the Carolina Hurricanes. General Manager Mike Greer, in speaking with the media, was very appreciative of Blackwood's contributions and said the deal was a difficult one to execute.
Yeah, it was a tough. I've had a couple of these that have been tough. The hurdle one was tough. This one's tough because Blackie and I go back to the New Jersey days together. Been more than a hockey player. I love the kid. He's a great kid, yeah. I'm happy that he's kind of taken this opportunity and he's kind of ran with it. And I know it'll be tough for our group. I think our group really likes the kid and enjoys playing in front of him. It's kind of still in the stages of where we are. I think we look back historically as on returns for goalies and in season, and there's only two guys that have ever gotten a second round pick, and both of them are coming off Vezina seasons, I believe, and Fleury and Robin Leonard. It was a return we thought we couldn't pass up. It's probably a little earlier than I would have envisioned doing it. But the return is, it's a good return of two draft picks as we continue to build in. We really like the Kovalenko kid. We had talks about him with Colorado last year. He's going to come in and play for us right away. Gives us something a little bit different than what we have. He's a competitive kid, more self player. He's someone we're hoping we can grow with. It's a tough day for me. I'm sure it's a tough day for the group, coaches, everyone. Blackie's meant a lot to us. As well as you've seen these last couple games, where as much as things are better and we're improving, I think you guys will all see how far we really are away from what the championship standard is in this league, and that's what we're trying to get to. And it's my job to, look at the present, but keep an eye on the future as well. So we got to keep building it, and I wish Blackie nothing but the best. It's a good team, good situation. He's going to have a chance to win, which I think will be important for his career going forward. Not only in the NHL but for Team Canada and things like that. In my view, he's probably outplayed the goalies that made that Four Nations team. But one thing he's probably missing on his resume is playing important games. In pressure situations. So this is something for him, I think, that will help him. If this was 2 years from now, it would probably be a different story. It'd be, not someone we'd be looking to move on from, but the fact that he's a UFA, and to his credit, he probably outplayed his way out of here too, for what he's gonna earn, speaking with his agent and everything, what he's gonna what he's going to be looking for and what he's rightfully earned as a UFA to make money. And I hope he gets what he's looking for. But, you know, I think he kind of played his way out of, you know, probably the ballpark figure of, you know, what we were looking for, especially, with Askey coming up as well.
Greer said that he considered all of the options, including keeping Blackwood, waiting a little longer to make any move, or just making the move now.
There was definitely a possibility here of having a competition with him and Askey, kind of having a 1A, 1B type of thing. But that's when you know, like I said, my job is to look kind of down the road too, and, how much money do you want in the net, and all things like that, if one guy happens to beat up the other. So, it's a good opportunity for him. I'm happy. Happy for him. I wish him the best, and owe him a lot. He's done a lot for our group, and not easy circumstances for a goalie.
As for Georgiev, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season too, and he has a lot to prove and a lot to work on. Greer talked about that and says that it gives the Sharks another option.
So it just gives us a little, maybe a little bit more time for Askey to play down there and keep building on it. What he's doing down there, and for Georgie, I had him in New York, and he's a playoff tested guy. He's won a lot of games in this league, and for him, it's an opportunity. Maybe he's playing better now, but maybe get his game back to where he wants it in a less pressure filled environment, and we'll kind of see what happens here in the next couple months after that.
At age 28 and with 272 games of NHL experience to his credit, including 20 additional playoff games, Georgiev is definitely the more seasoned of the two new acquisitions. But 25-year-old Kovalenko is certainly an exciting part of the building process that Mike Greer is putting together in San Jose.
Yeah, I think when you watch him, the competitiveness, the inside game he has, and it comes to... It's come to the forefront these last couple games, right? Where they're big boy games. You got to play inside. You got to win pucks. And those teams showed what it takes to do it, and we're not quite there yet. And I think he has the ability to do that. And I think when you see him, he's built like a refrigerator. So he gets to the net, gets around the net, wins battles, and we have to keep adding that to our group.
There's no doubt that Kovalenko has upside. Greer says that his staff is projecting Kovalenko as a guy that's tough to play against and adds to the Sharks' character.
I think that's the hope. I think he can play with all different types of players, but, I think he can probably do some of the dirty work with our tough guys or play more in the checking role. So I think he's pretty versatile.
But the big question that everybody wanted to know was, what does the departure of a popular player like Blackwood do to the Sharks' dressing room?
I imagine it's going to be difficult for him, and I understand it. It's it's the bad part of the business. But in an ideal world, it would have happened later in the season. But that's not the reality of sports, right? I think they're in a situation there where they're battling for the playoffs, and they needed something, and they were willing to kind of ante up what we were looking for. We're by no means looking to move Blackie, but when someone calls you with an offer, you feel like you can't refuse, and it's going to help continue to build this and set you up for the future. You have to kind of take it, even if maybe the timing's not ideal.
It's going to be a very interesting matchup tonight in Raleigh between the Sharks and the Hurricanes. We'll have all of the exciting coverage, including the morning skate show, the afternoon Teal Report, and of course, our play-by-play coverage, which begins with Sharks warm-up starting at 3:30 Pacific time. Jamal Mayers is with me on the last two games of the road trip, providing all of his excellent analysis, and I'm sure he'll have a few things to say about the opportunities the Sharks have with these new acquisitions. Make sure you're listening to all of it on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.